Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the January 16th, 2025 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This meeting is also being conducted via live teleconference for public access. Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of Information Technology, will provide information on this meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning. This is Val Lingasamy. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff participating telephonically in the meeting, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask telephone participants to please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1430. Thank you.
Thank you, Val. Good morning. This is Corinne Meyer speaking. I'm General Counsel of RI Housing. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view today's AHT agenda and information and documents on each of the actions being taken. The teleconference portion of the meeting is interrupted for any reason, we will stop until audio can be restored. The presiding trustee this morning will be Carol Ventura. Trustees, commissioners, staff, please do state your name prior to speaking each and every time for the benefit of those listening in by teleconference and for our minute taker. And with that, I will turn it over to the presiding trustee to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Corey. This is Carol Ventura calling the meeting to order. The time is 10:23. We will have a very brief roll call because the only trustees present is Chairman Stephen Pryor and myself, Carol Ventura. Action item number one is approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on October 17, 2024. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. I'll second that motion. Any questions or discussion on Thank you. Corey?
All those in favor of approving the minutes of the AHT Fund meeting held on October 17, 2024, please say aye.
Aye.
We have two affirmative votes, and the motion's approved.
Thank you, Corey. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number two on the agenda is approval of preservation loan program financing for the Cove Apartments in North Kingstown, and Ann Berman will present this action.
Good morning. This is Ann Berman. So this is a request for firm approval of a preservation loan in the amount of $364,000 for the Cove Properties of Wickford. The current owner is an affiliate of Affordable Housing. The Cove was originally financed in 1992 under the Low Income Housing Tax Credit. It was one of the first LIHTC deals ever done by the agency, and it was so long ago that the original developers were a local husband and wife team who bought both, I think, were both the general and the limited partners. The code contains 18 units, three wood frame buildings and 12 standalone, three-unit building and 12 standalone all wood on a little street called Culling Road, also Route 1 in location. Valley Affordable acquired the Cove in 2021 from the original developer using a land bank loan, at which time that original senior debt was retired. Valley is now proposing to pay off the existing loan and combine these 18 units with a two-unit duplex that they own nearby on Calumet Road. Both Rhode Island will provide the new first mortgage. Valley will contribute $200,000 of the total funds for the transaction. In addition, Valley is going to undertake some deferred maintenance, which they've actually already begun to address. So we reviewed the transaction with our finance team and with our lead housing group. Both teams were agreed that with the proposed transaction. The original regulatory agreement expired last year. And the rent of income, so currently at 60% AMI, ultimately be capped at 80% AMI under this program. The developer is not taking the development. Happy to answer any questions.
Questions from other colleagues in the room?
I have a couple of questions.
Please.
And so The Preservation Loan Fund, does that carry an interest rate? Is it 4% or?
4% interest
okay.
rate, yeah.
Okay. I'm curious that we are not holding a first mortgage on this. Or we're not providing a new first mortgage, rather, I should say.
Yes. So we have been in conversations with Valley for a couple of years about how to refinance this deal. Basically, Rhode Island Housing doesn't underwrite to housing choice vouchers because they're affordable. So we could not leverage as much debt as Bank Rhode Island can. I think it's actually a very good solution. It's a 10-year loan with a 30-year amortization. I expect that over the next couple of years, Valley will figure out how to do a more comprehensive refinance and redevelopment of this property, probably in conjunction with some other development. And this is a good stopgap measure. It pays off our land bank loan, which we've had to extend for a couple of years. So I think it's a very good solution.
Thank you.
Those points as to the land bank loan, you discussed the deferred maintenance activity that will be occurring. Do we have a way of characterizing what the destination for our funding is, or are we saying it's going into the mix?
It's kind of going into the mix. A small portion of it will probably go toward rehab, and a small portion will go to paying off our land bank.
Okay. And I think I could hypothesize the answer, but what's the value to our paying off our land bank loan?
Basically, our loan goes from about $1.1 million to about $360,000. And it puts, I think more importantly, it puts the project on a more sustainable path because they have a set fee with Bank Rhode Island. They're establishing a good relationship with Bank Rhode Island. I think it puts the development on a sort of a clearer path for how they are going to proceed over the next 10 years. So I think it provides some stability to Valley for what happens.
Gotcha. One more question, but Carol, anything before I do? On the AMI parameters, it's at 60%. And you've said that ultimately it will be at 80%. Can you just say more about how will that progression occur and what's the steady state eventually?
So to clarify, because it was a LIHTC project, it was capped at 60% AMI. In preparing for this, I realized that the old restrictions expired last year.
Mm-hmm.
This development actually received a CDBG loan 3-4 years ago to connect to the sewer system that was brought prior to that. It was on a septic system.
Okay.
That actually required a very long-term regulatory agreement that has to rest at 80% AMI.
Gotcha.
All of the current residents currently meet LIHTC guidelines. So over time,
60% guidelines.
The 60% guidelines. So over time, there may be an opportunity, there will be an opportunity, so that if somebody comes in and their income is between 60 and 80% AMI, they would be able to move in. My understanding is most of the residents who live at this site have been there a long time. They like it. There's not a lot of turnover.
Got it. You explained very clearly the regulatory agreements tied to the CDBG grant. Is that a permanent requirement, the 80% stabilized AMI level?
So this loan will also come with a 30-year fee restriction. The CDBG restriction was out, I believe, was 99 years.
Okay.
So
pretty close. That's often considered the legal equivalent of permanent. Okay, that's very helpful. So between the two, it's a very long time at 80. Okay, got it. Any other questions from anybody?
Did we do the motion?
Not yet.
Okay. We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
All righty. I will second the motion.
All those in favor?
No more questions. One last time? No? Okay.
Apologies. All those in favor?
Aye.
I have two affirmative votes, and that's all there is. The motion's approved.
Great. No first business. Motion to adjourn, Chairman?
So moved.
Thank you. I'll second that.
All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Again, with the two affirmative votes and the...
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.